Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday. Got to work, flag or sleeve on deep. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday.
First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
So there it is. That's the Bolsheviks at work. Welcome to the Savage Nation. And as you well know, the liberals, or who I now call Bolsheviks or Bolshies, watching the Bolshoi Ballet every day as I do, the Bolsheviks, of course, were the majority communists founded by Lenin. The majority were called Mensheviks. What's interesting to me is that the Bolsheviks is an antiquated name, of course, but it still is very interesting to me that the Communist Party, when founded in Russia, consisted of the Bolsheviks or majority members, and then the Mensheviks or majority members of the Communist Party, very much like our Democrats, who are the Bolsheviks, they're in the majority, and the Republicans, who are really socialists anyway, just a smaller group of socialists, they're the Mensheviks. You can make that analogy, but that, let's not waste your time with something that's too esoteric. You want to hear the basics. So let's go to the basics. Is liberalism a psychosis? Is it evil or is it ignorance? I wrote a book many years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, and I was quite pleased over the weekend to be searching the web, and I found that the communist newspaper, Pravda, if it still can be considered a communist newspaper, it's really a website, had written an article entitled Liberalism, Psychosis, Evil, or Ignorance. And what struck me as amazing is that they seem to be listening to my show and that they agree with me that liberalism is a mental disorder. They said that everything that the Soviets have gone through and rejected, America is embracing. Everything that Obama is telling you he will bring you was what the communists preached in the ex-Soviet Union. And of course, as you well know, communism, socialism, Marxism were all doomed and all failed. Ask yourself why these techniques or this government style, Russia, China, Korea, Vietnam, Europe, Latin American countries, how come they haven't benefited or thrived? They haven't. It's only when they abandon it. And the fact of the matter is Ho Chi Minh sent 850,000 Vietnamese to their graves in education camps, along the line of what Jane Fonda wants to do in the United States of America to this day. See, you think that these Bolsheviks of the 60s have gone away. What you don't know is that they're here, they're near, they're everywhere, and they're running the country. And if they could, they would put you in a re-education camp. Make no mistake about it, they're very dangerous. They're not just simply an alternative party. Now they're calling it, oh, tax the rich. Now they're saying class warfare is not class warfare. Now they're saying that class envy is not class envy. But make no mistake about it, this is how it was done in the ex-Soviet Union. Socialism is everywhere. Obama, to the communists, is a naked Marxist, as I wrote in Trickle Down Tyranny. I said it to you. Any educated European who understands politics can tell you without the blink of an eye that Obama is a communist. You say, well, who cares? I like him. He's our savior. He's going to take away from those who have and give it to those who have not. We love him. We like that. We don't care that socialism violates personal freedom. We don't care that socialism wants to transfer rights and responsibilities from people or individuals and from families to the state. We like that. We want Hillary Clinton to raise our children. We actually want the state to run our lives. We don't care about true liberty, because to we liberals, liberty is slavery. Freedom is slavery to the liberal. They don't want such slavery. But you haven't read 1984. You haven't read Brave New World. Many of you don't even understand that you are the Brave New World. The fact of the matter is liberty is being threatened right now. And according to the Communist Manifesto, only the abolition of private property will bring about equality. Now, of course, you don't hear that coming from Carl Levin or from Barack Obama about the elimination of private property. It's just tax the rich. Let them pay their fair share and things of that nature. It sounds good, doesn't it? But the fact of the matter is, it's not moral what they are saying. They're targeting a class because of class envy. Socialism, as you well know, is a cousin of atheism. Anyone who believes in God is considered a laughingstock to the illegitimate in this country. God and the soul and the next life, they're all illusions of fools to the vermin in our society. If you're a churchgoer, you are lower than a heroin addict. To them, a religion is the opiate of the masses because their boss Karl Marx taught them that. Religion is the opiate of the masses. And of course, you have to ask yourself, if you fell down in the street with an injury or heart attack, who would be more likely to pick you up and call an ambulance? Would it be a God-fearing individual, someone who believed in God, or would it be a soulless atheist who's stepping over you on the way to a nightclub? I'll let you think about that. But it's interesting to me that the Bolsheviks are more powerful today in America than ever before. And I have to ask again, are liberals mentally ill? Are they just psychotic? Are they evil, or are they just ignorant, thinking that they're going to improve society by taking from those who have and give to those who have not? I recommend that you read the article, Liberalism, Psychosis, Evil, or Ignorance, from Pravda, which I republished on my website, michaelsavage.com, because they quote me in a certain way where I have to read what they wrote about me. It says, Dr. Michael Savage has been a successful national talk host since 1994. His grandfather escaped Russia's Bolshevik Revolution and came to the U.S. Savage was once a liberal when young, who later became a conservative. He is not your average talk show host. Savage is highly educated with two master's degrees, one in medical botany and the other in medical anthropology. Savage also has a Ph.D. from the University of California, Berkeley, in nutritional ethnomedicine. He has written 5 New York Times best-selling books, including Trickle Up Poverty and Trickle Down Tyranny. And it says, if you are in the public eye and speak the truth, you will be attacked. When people speak the truth against the king, his royal subjects try to silence them. Michael Savage was banned from Britain for saying too much that the Obama administration did not like. And he goes on, Pravda writes, or they write it, Pravda. Leaders of liberalism have learned from Marx and Engel, who promised prosperity, justice, and freedom, but only brought chaos and death to their people. Chaos and death to their people. Chaos and death to their people. History has proven the terrible effect it has on the world. Liberals who led communism, socialism, and Marxism were all doomed and failed miserably. And yet, what is shocking to me is that everything I've been preaching to you on the radio for these 18 years, everything I've predicted has come true. The fact of the matter is that everything that the Soviet Union tried to get rid of, because it killed people, it killed society, it killed prosperity, Obama and the demon cats are introducing in the United States of America as though it is something brand new and needs to be tried. And I suspected this would happen because when I was 18 years old, I was an avid reader of certain books, including everything that Aldous Huxley had written. Still one of the greatest, let's say, writers of that style of writing. And Huxley wrote, way back in the 50s he wrote, he said that as the world progresses and the closer the Soviet Union, the ex-Soviet Union today, and the United States come to working together, the United States would look more like the Soviet Union and the Soviet Union would get to look more like the United States. Is that not true? Is that not what you see happening? And how is that happening? How are they doing it? They're doing it through an ignorant electorate, perhaps one of the most illiterate, ignorant electorates in the history of this country. Never before have we had so many millions of illiterate fools in this nation, so easily duped by lies that any person educated to even the sixth grade 20 years ago would have understood what this is. But the fact of the matter is, there's much more to the story than that. Well, what else is there to the story? I'll tell you what else there is to the story, and that is voter fraud. I am convinced to this moment, and I may be the only one in America who will say it a few more times until eventually you hear it, that the election was stolen. Now, what proof do I have of that statement? It's really a proof in negative. when you see liberal polls such as Gallup shaking their head, scratching their head after the election, saying, we don't know how we can have it so wrong. It doesn't make sense. How did this happen? I explained to you last week that in science or in statistics, there's a term called confounding variable. And a confounding variable is a variable that the researchers fail to control or eliminate that damages an experiment. So what does that have to do with you? Well, when Gallup did their polls in advance of the vote, they looked at registered voters and likely voters. Now, explain to me if an illegal alien is a registered voter? No. Is an illegal alien a likely voter? No. So millions of these illegal aliens elected Obama, just like Arnold Rothstein fixed the 1919 World Series, so too do I believe that the presidential election of 2012 was stolen through voter fraud in the United States of America. I will tell you more about that as we go on. There are hundreds of thousands of websites advertising the purchase of fake documents in every language imaginable. Everywhere you go on the internet, you can buy a fake passport, a fake driver's license, a fake ID. It's endemic in the United States of America. And before the election, these sites were running in overdrive. You could probably go to a bodega in New York City and buy a fake driver's license, a fake passport, and a fake ID for $50 to $75. And you don't even need ID to vote in this country. Why don't you need ID? Because while many states tried to pass voter ID laws, the gang that stole the election got their big liberal liars up there to say that it was suppressing the vote, that demanding the minimal amount of voter ID would be the suppression of the minority vote. It was the greatest lie of the century. And the fact of the matter is, you need ID in order to drive a car, don't you? You need ID to go into a liquor store if you're 18 years old, don't you? But you don't need ID to vote in what was once a sacred act in the United States of America? Why not? Which party did not want voter ID? Why, it's the party that won through voter fraud. This is the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, I will give you the numbers right now. Savage Nation is heard every night on your local station. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month total.
Is about traffic. The big delay still southbound 85 at El Camino. An accident involving a motorcycle. A fatality is involved. Traffic is backed up onto Highway 101 and southbound 101 slow pretty much from University Avenue right now. Have a problem. Dunbarton Bridge eastbound as you head towards Thornton. There's a crash there. It looks like it went down the embankment. Traffic is pretty much slow over from University Avenue. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
Only the Home Depot has Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history: fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country. Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
788-6902. There is no fee until your benefits have been approved. Remember, if you have paid your Social Security taxes for 5 out of the last 10 years, your condition may qualify you for disability benefits. For a free consultation, call Disability Benefits Alliance at 1-888-788-6902. That's 1-888-788-6902.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-663-2681. That's 1-800-663-2681.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to Savage Nation. Using the statistical misnomer, a confounding variable, I believe the election was stolen, and I don't have direct proof, obviously. They're very clever. I mean, the people who stole the election are much smarter than you and I. That's how they managed to hold on to a failed presidency. The fact of the matter is he's an economic failure. He is a moral failure. In fact, the communists have won in America, according to the communist website Pravda. They say the communists have won in America, I'm quoting them now, with Obama, but failed miserably in Russia with Zhuginov, who only received 70% of the vote. In other words, they ran a communist in Russia who lost. They ran a communist in America who won. That's what they're saying in the Soviet Union. It says Obama has been reelected for a second term by an illiterate society, and he is ready to continue his lies of less taxes while he raises them. He gives speeches of peace and love in the world while he promotes wars, as he did in Egypt, Libya, and Syria. He plans his next wars with Iran as he fires and demotes his generals who get in the way. Now, I want to pause right there. I'm shocked I'm the only one in the media who's been calling it like it is. Obama has been purging the military of our top generals. Under the guise of Petraeus' love affair, he has decimated the upper ranks of our military. You don't understand this because the Bolsheviks in the media either are knowing useful idiots or unknowing useful idiots. This is what's going on. He has purged his generals who have gotten in the way, wouldn't go along with the program. And Obama, of course, they say, they even use my words, Obama. Obama, they're using my words in Pravda. Obama even keeps the war going along the Mexican border with projects like Fast and Furious, and there is still no sign of ending it. I'm reading now from Pravda. They say he is a communist without question, promoting the Communist Manifesto without calling it so. How shrewd he is in America. His cult of personality mesmerizes those who cannot go beyond their ignorance. They will continue to follow him like those fools who still praise Lenin and Stalin in Russia. So play again clip three and you'll hear the kind of fools we're talking about. 99% of the people in show business are mindless, empty-headed morons.
First of
play
all,
clip
give
three.
An honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Okay, now you understand what I'm saying to you? I don't care who that entertainer is. 99% of them are either drug-addicted fools or just stupid ignoramuses. They went to high schools of performing art where they learned nothing except how to fornicate and use drugs and how to perform and act like marionettes. And yet we rely upon these fools to tell us that he's our Lord and Savior. Any educated person in the world can see right through this man. And so in Russia, they say he is a communist without question. I wrote the book, Trickle Down Tyranny. You can laugh at it all you want. Laugh if you want. The fact of the matter is we are living through the emergence of the United Soviet States of America, the USS of A. Any educated person will tell you that. And, of course, it's my obligation to try to entertain you while telling you that. And I'm going to do the best I can. Vladimir Putin of Russia said, we are reducing taxes on production. We are investing money in the economy. We are optimizing state expenses. And what is Obama doing? The exact opposite. He's increasing taxes on production. He's not investing money in the economy. He's stealing money from those who invest in the economy. And he's not reducing state expenses. He's increasing them. The fact of the matter is, Obama is doing everything backwards. He's doing everything that the Soviets tried during their worst years. And I'm sure nobody would want to see history repeat itself, but history is repeating itself right in front of our eyes. Vladimir Putin seems to be more of a Democrat than Barack Obama. And what else did they say in this article by Pravda? You're not going to believe this. It said the ACLU and other atheist groups in America would never allow the U.S. flag with religious symbols. Lawsuits aplenty against religious freedom and expression in the land of the free. Christianity in the U.S. is under attack, as it was during the early period of the Soviet Union when religious symbols were against the law. Soros. We get to Soros, the silent puppet master, the peasant of Ante.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hey, have you looked at what a gallon of gas costs today? It's unbelievable to me. That's your money going to build another palace for a Saudi sheik. But listen, you can fight back. How? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS, period. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Find out about a product that can raise your gas mileage by 22%. Did you hear me? 22%. The inventor has met with General Motors. His product has been written about in Motor Trend magazine. And an evaluation by Federal Consumer Protection described his product as effective. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. I said this system can raise your gas mileage by 22%. That's almost an extra quarter tank of gas with every fill-up. You must call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. Stop handing wads of cash over to the enemies of America, okay? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You've heard me talk about this product for over a year. Now it's time to act on it. 1-800-LESS-GAS. This product is made in the USA. That's American jobs, not jobs for OPEC. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Call them now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A 14-year-old Vallejo boy is facing charges that he kidnapped a 65-year-old woman at gunpoint from a shopping center parking lot and raped and beat her before leaving her unconscious and duct-taped in a ditch. Caviar King appeared in court today, but a judge rescheduled his arraignment for December 3rd. Redwood City Police say the collision between a pickup truck and a 14-year-old girl and on her bike this morning appears to have been an accident. The girl was pronounced dead at the hospital. The driver is cooperating with police. KSFO traffic, have an accident southbound 85 El Camino Real. Two left lanes are blocked. This accident involves a fatality. It'll be there for quite some time. Traffic at a standstill back to Highway 101. Stay on southbound 101 and try and avoid the area if you can. It's going to be heavy on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge into San Francisco, pretty much from the incline to Highway 101 as well. Eastbound 80 still slow from the maze to San Pablo. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
We conservatives do not accept bipartisanship in the pursuit of tyranny, period.
Mark Levin.
We will not negotiate the terms of our economic and political servitude, period. We are the alternative. We will resist. We're not going to surrender to this. We're not good losers. You better believe we're sore losers. A good loser is a loser forever.
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Barbara Simpson. Recently, I was thinking about carpeting my home, and I did some research to find a carpet company that offered exceptional services, quality of work, and, of course, pricing. I looked into national chain stores and big warehouse operations. I also checked out references through Yelp. Finally, I located the company that met my requirements and more. I called Carpet Contractors.
Hello, this is Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors, a family-owned company doing business in the Greater Bay Area since 1975. In our showrooms in San Francisco and Richmond, you will find a remarkable selection. Being a smart shopper is a necessity. This is why Carpet Contractors has created mobile showrooms. We'll bring our warehouse to your home or place of business, saving you time and money. We have the largest inventory in Northern California, ready for immediate installation and hundreds of rolls of closeouts at discounted pricing. Please visit our showroom, check out our website at carpetcontractors.net, or allow us to come to your home or office and give you a free estimate.
Call today, 415-933-9999.
The YP.com website is your local search engine. If you're looking for a good restaurant, it can help you find the right one nearby with ratings and reviews. Or if your car breaks down, you can use the YP app to find the closest repair shop. Or maybe you're just looking for something to do on a Friday night. Well, it has great local coupons for all sorts of things in your area. No matter what, when, or where, if you're looking for something, YP Local Search can help you find it. So go to YP.com or download the app to search local, find local, and save local.
Whether it's fame, power, sex, or an Italian aria, nothing tantalizes like the thrill of seduction. San Francisco Opera turns up the heat with Puccini's simmering Tosca. This tempestuous tale of ambition and obsession exposes the darker side of the human heart and reveals the stunning sensuality of Puccini's score.
Hello, I'm David Gockley, General Director of San Francisco Opera, inviting you to experience Tosca. Music director Nicola Luisotti leads two scintillating casts featuring two transcendent divas, Angela Gheorghiu and Patricia Racette. You may even want to check both of them out. I'll see you there.
Now through December 2nd. For tickets, call 415-864-3330 or visit sfopera.com today.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Now look, I could entertain you and give you a ha-ha job. You know, the work ethic shot in America. Everyone's been on vacation for about 10 days now. I've never seen anything like this country. It really is a socialist nation. The work ethic's gone. People took off almost all of last week. Half of them are not back today. They pushed it to Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Where is the work ethic? I'm here reporting for duty. I'm here reporting for duty. Where are the workers? Where'd they go? Everybody wants a free ride. And if you get demagogues like Obama and Carl Levin and the other Democrats promising them a free lunch, of course they're going to take it. Medical marijuana for the drug-addicted lunatics. Pot, 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 sex, 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 pot, pot, sex, sex, pot, ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Channel 2, Channel 4, stupid jokes. What, Doug, where are you? I just lost the connection. Am I still on the air here? Are we connected? Well, how long was I off the air? Okay, well, we just had a glitch right now, so I'm back on the Savage Nation. And I said, honesty and hard work, where have they gone? Well, with the manifesto of the Obama doctrine, where honesty is attacked, hard work is attacked, and the opposite is extolled, you have to understand that with voter fraud and the ignorance of the ignorant masses in the country, they elect a man who is nakedly following us, taking us down the road from which we may not never come back. Now, Pravda, again, is a small website put out in the ex-Soviet Union and Russia. And here's what they write. Soros and his ownership of the company that counts the U.S. votes in Spain helped put their puppet in power in the White House. Can you believe this? According to the Huffington Post, they write, residents in all 50 states have filed petitions to secede from the United States. We will say that these Americans are hostages to the communists in power. How long will their government rain tyranny upon them? They mean, how long will it be until their government rains tyranny upon them? They then say Russia lost its civil war with the Reds and millions suffered torture and death for almost 75 years under the tyranny of the United Soviet Socialist Republic. Russians survived with a new and stronger faith in God and ever-growing Christian church. Then they ask this final question. The question is, how long will the once land of the free remain the United Socialist States of America? Their suffering has only just begun. Bye-bye, Miss America Pie. You know the song, you hippies, they write. Don't you remember the song? As I watched them on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight the day the music died. He was singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove by my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. The question remains, how long will America suffer? Follow the bouncing parade. Everyone follow the bouncing red parade.
And good old boys were drinking whiskey by singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
And that's it.
I met a girl who
that's it. Okay, we made the point. We made the point. We made the point. I haven't even gotten to the newspapers yet, my new shtick. My new shtick, I get the New York Times, I get the local Laugh-a-thon, the San Francisco Chronicle. Unfortunately, Teddy has not been ill. I gave him a new dish last night, but I couldn't induce the necessary expulsion to test out the validity of the new newsprint. In fact, somewhere later on the show today, I, just for a light motif, I'll probably give you a new recipe I have for leeks. I tried a new recipe for leeks with a Sunday night dinner. I haven't cooked in months. I decided I'm getting sick in every restaurant I go. What's going on with food in America? Every restaurant's using cheaper ingredients. Sewer shrimp, coming mainly from Asia, which I won't eat anymore. Another person I know almost died from sushi over the weekend. Don't eat it. It's poison, garbage. Filth, garbage. Don't ever eat sushi again. Why is it that chicks and hippies love sushi? What is it, like a religious experience to sit there with chopsticks and show how un-American they are? I mean, I ate that polluted garbage for years. Don't eat sushi ever again. Take it from Uncle Mike. Take it from Uncle Mike. Never eat raw fish again, okay? And I'll give you all the reasons. Little thready worms that go into your gut and burrow into the walls of your gut. You have no idea what you're eating. You have no idea what you're doing to your body with this concept of raw food. Perhaps one of the most foolish roads the American hippie has gone down. Raw food. I'm getting enzymes I don't get from cooked food. Enzymes. They all know enzyme. They don't know what an enzyme looks like, chemic. Enzyme. They heard the word enzyme in a book that written by some crackpot. Raw food. Everything raw. Well, let me tell you something. As a trained anthropologist, there's a very important book, now that I'm on a diversion, because I wanted to get off that track for a moment, written a long time ago by Claude Levi-Strauss, the great anthropologist, called The Raw and the Cooked. And he wrote in The Raw and the Cooked that the dividing line between civilization and a primitive lifestyle was cooked food. When man discovered fire, he wasn't initially cooking food. He was eating his food raw. He was a caveman. And then when man learned to cook food, he became, that was the beginning of civilization. So whichever way you turn in our society, you see a turn back towards almost the atavistic, the animal level of society. It's a turn back socially, politically, educationally, on a cuisine level. Everyone seems to be not knowing which way they're going. And they don't understand that sometimes progress takes you to hell, not to the other place. And so in the short and long of it, I mean, I can give you the reasons to never eat sushi again. Most of the fish that you're getting in sushi is in B and C grade fish that is no doubt got some some small amounts of nematodes or worms in them. Why would you eat food like that? When I go to a restaurant and I order fish, every idiot who comes out of a cooking school gives you fish now that's pink in the middle. And I tell the waiter, I want no pink. Do you understand that I want it cooked? And sometimes they'll argue with you and they'll say, well, that's the way the chef prepares it. I say, well, let me ask you, who's paying for the food, me or the chef? Well, you are. Then make it my way. I don't want any pink in my fish because parasites are killed by heat. Do you understand that? Dumb-faced idiots don't even understand food. How can they understand politics if they can't even understand the basics of food? One last point on food, which is something that you may find interesting. You'll notice that in some Japanese restaurants, salmon is often served, when you get salmon with skin on it, with the skin is charred right down to the top layers of the flesh of the fish. Do you know why? Because there is a parasite that lives just under the skin of salmon, and the Japanese wisely understood that by charring the fish on the outside, they were killing the parasites not only in the skin but also in the top layers of the flesh. That's why they don't eat salmon raw. That's why it was only in America that the Japanese started to use salmon in raw salmon and sushi. The Japanese never ate raw salmon and sushi because salmon was notoriously plagued by parasites. So boys and girls, the bottom line is stop eating sushi and stop eating raw fish. It's bad for you. It's a terrible adaptation. Now let's go back to raw politics on the Savage Nation. Let's go to, I don't know which way to go on the callers, honestly. I think I'll read you another article, a political article. There was another excellent article over the Thanksgiving Wiccan. Yes, there was a great article written over the Thanksgiving Wiccan from the American Thinker website. My friend Thomas Lifson is the editor-in-chief of that. And he wrote an article entitled Conservatives Using Alinsky's Rule Number 5. Two of the most interesting stars in the world of conservative broadcasting have newly published books, Time for the Christmas Season. Michael Savage and Blank are both masters of ridicule, a tool extensively deployed by the left, but too little by the right, especially its more respectable regions. The left, after all, was instructed by Saul Alinsky in Rule Number 5, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Talk radio, the king of conservative media, reaching by far the largest number of people, is home to a number of superstars who use ridicule extensively. The subject of conservative stars who don't get as much respect as they deserve brings us to Michael Savage, whose new memoir is entitled Train Tracks. Savage is something of a bête noire among his fellow conservative big names. Part of this can be attributable to his harsh criticism and even mockery of them, and part to his tendency to hot-headedness at times when he gets worked up. Savage is a brilliant original, a mind of considerable breadth and depth, and an artist of the spoken word, a gifted storyteller. Train Tracks is full of stories ranging from mini chapters of 300 or so words to long, complicated tales which, with almost parable-like character. Fans of his, and there are millions of them, will revel in the details of his life and come to understand his passions and the factors which shape them. Although a few of them will bother, critics of Savage would also benefit from the book. Savage celebrates and exemplifies striving, and he chronicles his own story of effort, dedication, and sacrifice while earning his PhD from Berkeley, only to discover that because he was not a woman or a favored minority, an academic career would be denied him. Savage found other work, but giving up his dream, He stopped writing his dissertation with only a couple of... Oh, he's talking about someone else, not me. I finished my dissertation. Savage is one victim who fought back. On air, Savage unleashes his wit against his nemesis, ranging from the academic world, which rejected him, to the mentally diseased, his term left, to conservatives who don't measure up to his standards. But he is a performer with a considerable range, and rage is not his only or even characteristic approach. Savage is the greatest storyteller in modern broadcasting. Thank you, Thomas. Savage is the greatest storyteller in modern broadcasting. Thank you, Thomas. Weaving a verbal web that captures the listener and takes a journey to a time and place somewhere the listener has never been. Train Tracks is based on that Savage. The stories range from Savage's semi-impoverished childhood in New York City. The Train Tracks are the title referred to his first journey out of New York City as a young child in the early 50s, taking a train from Penn Station to Pennsylvania, visiting an aunt and uncle there, to his current life, where he tells us he enjoys his yacht, the culmination of a lifetime of interest in boats and ships, itself the basis of a number of entertaining stories. Train Tracks, he writes, also features a collection of pictures from Savage's life, one of which showing a teenage muscle builder Savage was startling. From an early age, he obviously learned how to set a goal and reach it. He was one buffed teen. Thanks, Thomas. I never thought I was buffed. I could almost hear the authors reading the words aloud in my mind. Fans of each should be delighted to receive a copy of Train Tracks in their Christmas stockings this year. That's it. Now, what do I say to you now? We're still talking about fraud, election fraud, Train Tracks. We're talking about liberalism. And is it a psychosis? Is it evil? Or is it pure ignorance? I'll be right back.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is about traffic. Big problem still. Soundbound 85, El Camino Real crash. Fatality involved. That means lanes will be blocked for a while. The two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is backed up onto 101. Southbound 101 still slow into Palo Alto. Southbound 680, Mission Boulevard. Earlier crash there, blocking the two middle lanes for over an hour. That has been cleared. Lanes are open. Traffic recovering. Northbound still slow from Durham over the hill to Andrade. Eastbound 84, crash at Thornton. That still has traffic slow from University. I'm Dave Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
There is nothing wrong with being new.
When news breaks, hear it.
It was clear there was no demonstration.
Talk about.
One thing is clear. Doing nothing is not an option.
A fiscal shock of that size would send the economy toppling back into recession.
Right here.
here.
That she has fired Cal coach Jeff Tedford.
General Petraeus changed the way that our military fights.
General Petraeus' briefing was comprehensive.
Israel has the right to defend itself and has the right to decide how best to defend itself.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Introducing Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery offers 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. And they're designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free alarms, only at the Home Depot.
Credit card overworked? Mine too.
That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. If you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. What gift would you buy yourself? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
Bill and Kathleen, owners of American Vision Windows.
If you wake up in the morning hearing this, call American Vision Windows.
Or your neighbor's dog. Call American Vision Windows.
At American Vision Windows, we've heard from many of our thousands of customers how important it is to reduce drafts, decrease reactions to dust and pollen, and to help cut out the noise, all while saving money on your energy bills.
And thanks to the large volume of customers we serve, our manufacturer has responded with a free sound package, the latest in technology, complete with double and triple strength offset glass for free.
Call American Vision Windows now for free installation, plus a free sound package upgrade and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing microband triple fin weather stripping. Up to a $2,000 value. Call for details. 888-392-4343.
Start enjoying the peace and quiet and call American Vision Windows today.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So what happens to your finances if the fiscal cliff hits on January 1st? I'm Brian Sussman. I'm concerned about it. How about you? One guy who could help with all this is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. The Bush tax cuts could vanish. Estate taxes drastically changed. Automatic federal spending. Well, these cuts could affect jobs and services. We could be looking at a fiscal tsunami. The question is, are you and your investments prepared? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can probably help you. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check out don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. Pat Vitucci at 800-472-8305.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Fraudulent election. It proves that the United States is still a so-called red state union, a red state nation. Never mind what the liars in the media are telling you. There is no referendum. There is no mandate. There is absolutely no mandate whatsoever for Obama to introduce the big state in his governance. In fact, the polling indicates America remains firmly a red state nation with conservative values. There's a great article on this entitled Exit Polls Prove U.S. Still a Red State Nation from Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, another friend of mine. I put it up on michaelsavage.com. I'm not going to read it to you because you can read it for yourself by going to my website and taking a look at it. And look at the data. And you'll find out that it was because the GOP fielded a weak candidate named Bob Dole, John McCain, Mitt Romney. Dole, McCain, Romney. That's why the GOP keeps losing. That's because they want to lose. I've told you this before. They didn't want to win. You don't understand this. I told you the 6 months before the election that the fix was in. I told you that it was likely that Romney was a fall guy. He was told to take a dive in the ninth, and a dive he took in the ninth. Remember the first debate? Remember what he did in the when you saw the real Romney and you saw the real Obama? The country was ready to elect Romney. Well, the handlers took him in the back room, and they said, look, you can't win. He said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. And the next thing you knew, they called out the creature from the Black Lagoon, Christian or whatever, Crawley, Candy. She's some piece of candy, huh? How could a woman ever have a name that doesn't work for her? Candy Crawley. Candy Crawley was called out. Then they called out the other Bolshevik, Schieffer, and Romney.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I was told to. I'm sorry, Mr. Obama.
hat in hand, Romney lost the election. And they got what they wanted. Now, why would the Republicans want to lose? You don't understand this. They actually have more strength having lost than they would have had they won. Why did they want to lose? Because if the Republican Party had won, then they'd have to deal with the mess that Obama has to deal with now. Now they could sit out there and mildly say, oh, they're against this, they're against that, we'll go along with it, we have to go along with it, we reluctantly go along with it, we didn't want to go along with it, we have to go along with it, we don't want to go along with it, we might go along with it, we should go along with it. If you cut out 1 cent, then Social Security will raise taxes by 1,000%, even though we said we wouldn't, we'll do it because we have to go along with it, didn't want to go along with it, we thought we'd go along with it, we didn't mean to go along with it, but we went along with it because that's what we are. That's it. One-party system, two-card Monty, two peas, two nuts on the table, one nut under each nin. There's no nut under each shell. It's like the guy with the boards in Times Square, New York. Shift around the nut. Where's the pea? Put down your $20. Wait a minute, I saw it under that nut. Lift up the shell. Sorry, no pea under that nut. Well, let me see the other nut. Get out of here, I'll break your neck. There's no pea under either nut. It's just a two-card Monty with, you know, one-party system, Johnson. That's all there is to it. Now let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. I've talked too much for the moment, but I've got a lot of energy tonight, and it's only the beginning of a long week, believe me. Everyone who gets on the air tonight and passes through Sherry the call screen and gets a free copy of Train Tracks, because you're too cheap to go out and buy it, I have to give it away to you on the Savage. Okay, Ho Chi Minh City, I'm not kidding you. I swear, Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Oh, Dr. Savage, thank you. I listen to you a lot. I'm glad you're back on the air. It's roughly 9:45 in the morning here. I'm self-employed. I guess I'm the US.
And you're living in the communist city of Ho Chi Minh City. Is there more economic freedom there than in the United States, in San Francisco, for example?
Yes. Especially in the South.
Interesting.
Especially in the South.
Uh-huh. So in other words, everything Obama's enacting, Ho Chi Minh would dreamed of doing.
You were talking about statistics. I saw in the news where 67 precincts, approximately 67 precincts with the election voted 100% for Obama, 0% mm-hmm. for Romney.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, there were more people had voted than were registered. So
hold it. But you're trying to apply logic and reason to an election where there was no logic and reason. The vote was stolen. This is the way it was done in Chicago in Al Capone's day. It's the way it's done by Chicago in our day. Thank you for the call. I only have 29 seconds. If you care to join the conversation, well, I don't know why you'd want to join the conversation since I'm the one doing all the talking, but you're welcome to call us at 855-400-SAVAGE. It's the post-Thanksgiving blues. I don't have him. I know you do.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you?
From Fats Domino to heavy metal Motley Crue, it's Monday, post-Thanksgiving blues on the Savage Nation. To me, I don't have the blues. It's a hard day's night for me every day, so what's the difference? It's always been a long day's journey into night for me. It's the way I'm made. It's always a struggle. It's always been walking, pushing the rock up the cliff, only to see it fall down the other side. My whole life's been the myth of Sisyphus, so why is this day different than any other? It isn't. That's all. What's the big deal? Who said it's supposed to be easy? Where is it written that life is supposed to be easy? I don't understand that. I never was told it was going to be easy. Now, there's a degree. I mean, you know, who has the hardest life on earth outside of prisoners? I was thinking about that. I'm a collector of anthropological specimens. And one of my collections is that of the Inuits. You say Eskimo, but you don't really. The folks who live up in the Arctic Circle are called Eskimos if they're in Alaska. They're called Inuits if they're in Canada and Newfoundland, by the way. That's the distinction between Eskimo and Inuit. In other words, many people who are PC stopped using the word Eskimo because they thought it was derogatory to the native folks who lived up there. But they're actually still, they call themselves Eskimos if they live in the Arctic, above the Arctic, in the Arctic Circle, or in the Arctic per se, in Alaska. And Inuits if it's in Canada and Newfoundland. So one of the small collections I bought at Butterfield's about a year ago, 2 years ago, was a very small collection of tools and instruments and dolls and what cut out of ivory, you know, like whalebone, or excuse me, probably tusks of various little critters or creatures, whatever they ate. They then carved up the leftovers, you know, that could bone. Probably it's mainly bone. It's very, very inexpensive stuff. And then I think about what environment on Earth could be more harsh than the Arctic. And look how these people through the millennia, who obviously emigrated over the land bridge from China and Russia, ages ago, and learned how to survive in the harshest of possible environments. What geniuses they are, I thought about in survival. Forget about politics. What politics? What politics? Many people here think that they're survivalists with masks and food and guns and fishing rods and compasses and GPS and radios, all ready to survive. But think about those people, what they survived on. Think about how brilliant they were. But then go to the opposite extreme on this planet of ours, if you want to talk about survival and its toughness. Look at the people who live in the deserts of the world, the Bedouins, our dear friends, the Bedouins, many of whom are warring against us. Would you say that they're stupid people? Would you say that the Bedouins are not capable of surviving under great, very harsh conditions? And they've been at war for thousands of years. To us, we think it's a new war. We think that the Islamo-fascists have just declared war on us because they don't like our way of life. What you don't understand is that the Islamo-fascists have declared war on the world from the beginning of their religion. They've never stopped in their war against all peoples on the earth, whether they be Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, or non-believers. They've been at war with the rest of the world from the beginning of their religion. And they're very smart people, and they're very tough people. And we're a very weak people, and we're not a very tough people. We're a weak people, and we're not a very smart people. And so, as I say to you, just looking at these things from the point of view of survival, it's not a very pleasant thing to do on a daily basis. And so I have to entertain myself every day as I talk with you on the Savage Nation about politics, about food, about salmon, about sushi, about pasta, about spaghetti, about meatballs, about the meatballs in the White House and the meatballs in the State House and the meatballs in the townhouses across America. I have to tell you that I've never seen anything quite like it. The level of ignorance has never been greater in America. So let's turn now to perhaps the greatest example of ignorance in the United States of America, which is the New York Times from Monday, November 26, 2012. Written by allegedly intelligent people, but digging their own grave nevertheless, we look at the first headline. Now listen to the twisted mind of the Stalinists in the New York Times. Here's their headline. In Egypt tumult, a rift emerges in Morsi's team. Okay, so let's see. Suddenly it's 1939. We change Egypt to Germany and Morsi to Hitler. And so the Stalinists at the New York Times would have written this headline if it was 1939. In Germany's tumult, a rift emerges in Hitler's team. What? You're calling Morsi Hitler? Well, he's a dictator, isn't he? And by the way, what you don't know is Morsi was put in power by the United States of America. Did you know that Morsi was trained at the University of Southern California? Oh, yeah! You didn't know that. The head of the Muslim Brotherhood, Obama's good friend, Mr. Morsi, who's made himself, in essence, a new pharaoh, who replaced Mubarak only to become worse than Mubarak, which I told you was happening while it was happening, but you'd rather believe Brzezinski and Soros and Obama and Hillary Clinton rather than your humble talk show host, Michael Savage. I wrote it. I called it. I called it the Arab winter right off the get-go because you didn't have to be a genius to see where this was going. You knew that the Christians in Egypt would suffer. You knew that Morsi is a fundamentalist throwback. Even though he went to USC, what did he always want to be? He wanted to be an absolute ruler. And with a little help from his friends, he's an absolute ruler. We give him billions of dollars. Obama gave him, he preys upon him with the recent problem between Israel and the Gazans. And Morsi came out stronger than ever. And what did Morsi do within a few days of being given the blessing by Barack Hussein Obama? He declared himself a new dictator. And so even the Old York Times writes, in Egypt tumult, a rift emerges in Morsi's team. A rift? Are they psychotics? Are they whacked out of their minds? A rift? The man is a stone-hearted dictator who's eliminated any shred of democracy that may have existed, sweeping decrees seeking to elevate his edicts above the reach of any court until a new constitution is approved. They should have added by him. So there's street protests now by the same boys in tight dungarees with Blackberries and iPhones in their back pocket, which so interested that guy on MSNBC. I forget his name. I really don't know his name. I forget. What's his name, Doug? The guy with the, who likes boys and with the dungarees who thought the revolution was just those. Whatever. You know who I'm talking about. Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper. Old Anderson Blooper. Anderson Blooper, who just celebrated the revolutions in Libya and Egypt, is nowhere to be seen from the man who is basically becoming worse than Mubarak. And so now the country's in turmoil again. In fact, his own people are leaving him. His justice minister, by the way, is arguing for him to stop. In fact, three other senior advisors resigned from Morsi's cabinet because of what he did. Not one word from Obama. Why? Don't you understand why? Because Obama wants him to be a dictator. So you have to ask yourself, why would Obama want to support an Islamist in Egypt? Well, ask yourself the same question. Why would Obama want to support Islamists in Libya? Why would Obama want to support the Islamist rebels in Syria? Well, you can't put two and two together and come up with four. If you can't put two and two together and come up with four, you can only come up with Obama God, Obama Lord, Obama King, Obama Prince, Obama Great, Obama Good, Obama Never Bad, Obama Brilliant, Obama Knows What He's Doing, Obama Great, Obama Good, Obama Great, Obama Good, oh, all bow down, Obama, now down, bow down, because he too wants absolute power. You don't understand that. Like cures like. He wants the same powers that Morsi has, only he knows he can't have that yet. But little by little, with a little help from his friends in the Old York Times and MSNBC, we may have the equivalent of Morsi's edicts in the United States of America in short order, where he will be above the reach of any court in the United States of America. With a little help from his friends, not only will we have the Soviet mistake repeated in the United States of America, we could have something worse than the Soviet mistake in the United States of America. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because it may be too much information for you right after a Thanksgiving holiday dinner with turkey and stuffing. And I think that many of you have your brains so stuffed by Jay Leno and the new Art Linkletter, whatever his name is, the guy with the buck teeth who put Obama in power, who has that terrible, terrible laugh-a-thon at night with the canned laughter. The two of those fools, do they really know what they're laughing at? And so, therefore, as I say to you, it's more than Egypt tumult and more than a rift that's emerging in Egypt. The shocking question is how Obama, who is introducing class warfare and class envy on a level never before seen in the United States of America, is allowed to say nothing about this. Now, people say we're about to go over a financial cliff, that unless taxes are raised, and we're going to go over the financial cliff. I'm equally or more worried about going over the democracy cliff. Yes, you heard those words first on the Savage Nation. Obama is about to take us over a democracy cliff, and we will never, ever be able to climb back up to the top of it. So let's go to some of the callers on the Savage Nation before I go over to the other articles on the Savage, on the New York Times. Well, here's another one. No, I have to read this one. Next article in the Old York Times front page. From the man who insulted Islam, no retreat. Los Angeles. Fuming for 2 months in a jail cell here. Nakula Bazali. Nakula had plenty of time to reconsider the wisdom of making innocence of Muslims. His crude YouTube movie trailer depicting the Prophet Muhammad as a bloodthirsty, philandering thug. Does Mr. Nakula now regret the footage? After all, it fueled deadly protests across the Islamic world. See, they're going on with the big lie about Libya. They couldn't help but working that in, the two geniuses, to Sergei Kovalevsky and Brooks Barnes. He says, no, not at all. In his first public comment since his incarceration, soon after the video gained international attention in September, Mr. Nakula told the New York Times that he would go to great lengths to convey what he called the actual truth about Muhammad. He said, I thought before I wrote this script that I should burn myself in a public square to let the American people and the people of the world know this message I believe in. In explaining his reasons for the film, Mr. Nakula, age 55, a Coptic Christian born in Egypt, cited the 2009 massacre at Fort Hood, Texas, as a prime example of the violence committed under the sign of Allah. Now, let me pause right there. Why has there been no outcry in America that the murderer, Major Nidal Hassan, who killed 13 and injured about 40 people in cold blood at Fort Hood, Texas, has not been brought to justice, while some American heroes are rotting in Fort Leavenworth? Where are the damn Republicans? Where are the damn Republicans demanding justice for the victims of the Fort Hood massacre, I ask you? And so this man, Mr. Nakula, who was fundamentally blamed for the death of Ambassador Stevens and the riots of the Muslim world, says he would do it all over again. He said he's trying to warn the world about the dangers of radical Islam. Yeah, good luck, my friend. They threw you in jail for your freedom of speech. Welcome to the New World Order. I'll be right back.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Whether it's fame, power, sex, or an Italian aria, nothing tantalizes like the thrill of seduction. San Francisco Opera turns up the heat with Puccini's simmering Tosca. This tempestuous tale of ambition and obsession exposes the darker side of the human heart and reveals the stunning sensuality of Puccini's score.
Hello, I'm David Gockley, General Director of San Francisco Opera, inviting you to experience Tosca. Music director Nicola Luisotti leads two scintillating casts featuring two transcendent divas, Angela Gheorghiu and Patricia Racette. You may even want to check both of them out. I'll see you there.
Now through December 2nd. For tickets, call 415-864-3330 or visit sfopera.com today.
For over 60,000 California foster children,
The holidays can be an especially difficult time.
Sometimes I feel all alone.
Christmas used to be my favorite.
I just don't expect anything.
To help, Sleep Train is holding a Secret Santa toy drive to benefit local foster children.
What if Santa can't find me? I really never had Christmas.
The simple gift of a stuffed animal, doll, game, or toy can help make a foster child's holiday merry and bright.
I've been very, very good this year.
Bring your gift of unwrapped books, toys, and games to any Sleep Train. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
It's just what I always wanted.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Become a Secret Santa for a foster child. Bring a new unwrapped toy or gift to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today. Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So what happens to your finances if the fiscal cliff hits on January 1st? I'm Brian Sussman. I'm concerned about it. How about you? One guy who could help with all this is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. The Bush tax cuts could vanish. Estate taxes drastically changed. Automatic federal spending. Well, these cuts could affect jobs and services. We could be looking at a fiscal tsunami. The question is, are you and your investments prepared? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can probably help you. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check out don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. Pat Vitucci at 800-472-8305.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We hear a lot of criticism about old white men, as though being old and white and a man is a crime. I hear no such criticism by the left about the Rolling Stones, or who are all old white men, who are obviously past their prime. I mean, it doesn't mean they should be executed. I mean, they shoot horses, don't they? Should they take them out and shoot them because they're no longer what they were 30 years ago? Is that the point? Oh, are we back on the air? I'm sorry, just thinking to myself, trying to entertain myself. And talk radio is very much like being in a prison cell. You're basically alone with your thoughts, looking at the news and trying to come up with ideas that will intrigue and interest millions of people who you never met, never will meet, never want to meet, and then have some of them call you with pertinent comments. And so we're talking today about the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks, which is how I started the show. We're also talking about the fact that I believe the confounding variable that explains how Obama got elected is the fact that illegal aliens, millions of them, voted because the polls couldn't understand how they were all wrong, big polls. And that's because illegal aliens, meaning non-citizens who were not entitled to vote, were not registered voters nor likely voters. So by sheer logic, by the steel trap that I have for a mind, I have figured out that it's a likely prospect that the millions of illegal aliens that are in this country who have no right to vote, in fact, were encouraged to vote by the illegal, illicit, immoral, fattening Democrat Party. Moreover, you have forgotten, because the media wants you to forget, that your messiah, Barack Hussein Obama, granted amnesty to at least 1.5 to 2.5 million illegal aliens a few months before the election, which I told you 9 months ago he was likely to do. How do you know they didn't vote? What makes you think they didn't vote? What would have stopped those illegal aliens who were granted de facto amnesty from voting? Who would have stopped them? You? The police would have stopped them? If you would have dared ask them for ID, you would have been arrested, because the country's upside down. The country is so upside down that if you demanded ID of an illegal alien, you would be arrested. And why? That's how it works, my friends. When you have an illegitimate and you don't want to be caburundumed, what you do is you float like a butterfly and you sting like a bee. 1-800 is not the number. I almost gave you my old number. 855-400-SAVAGE. It's only Monday. Lighten up. Rochester. Joe, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Okay, it's the stimuli money that was sent to Iraq.
What is to stop that money from coming back to America and being used to buy up real estate?
I have no idea why that is of any relevance to anything I've said today. What real estate? Who? The Iraqis bought real estate?
They got the money, stimuli money. It's never been used. It's there for their using. They come over
to
America.
Well, I don't know. That's an irrelevant phone call. It's nothing to do with anything I've said. I don't know why you were screened and put on the air. I have no idea. It's like somebody's listening to the show coming in on a filling on their in their mouth. I never would have accepted that call. I took it only because I like Rochester. They were a very, very funny act. I used to like Rochester. Remember him? Amos and Andy? Rochester was very funny. Hey, Rochester. I always liked the word Rochester because of Amos and Andy. How do you like that? I've never been there. It's too snowy for me. Got a great station, WHAM, I believe. I had a professor from Rochester. He loved the snow. Oh, he was in Buffalo. Same kind of thing. I miss the snow. I miss the snow. I don't miss the blow.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Cyber Monday appears on track to becoming the biggest online shopping day ever. Analysts say online sales are growing as shoppers become comfortable with, if not hooked on, the convenience of the web and the deals to be found. The Food and Drug Administration today halted operations of the country's largest organic peanut butter processor. It is the first crackdown on salmonella poisoning using the new enforcement authority the agency gained in a 2011 food safety law. KSFO traffic, still problems, southbound 85 in Mountain View at El Camino. We've got an accident, a fatality involved. The left lane is all that is blocked right now, but traffic is still slow back from Highway 101. Avoid the area if you can. New crash, Dunbarton Bridge, eastbound in the high rise. Two cars. It looks like it's going to be blocking one of the lanes. Traffic starting to back up behind that. Southbound 101 at Hillsdale. Have a stalled car being reported. I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Bill and Kathleen, owners of American Vision Windows.
If you wake up in the morning hearing this, call American Vision Windows.
Or your neighbor's dog. Call American Vision Windows.
At American Vision Windows, we've heard from many of our thousands of customers how important it is to reduce drafts, decrease reactions to dust and pollen, and to help cut out the noise, all while saving money on your energy bills.
And thanks to the large volume of customers we serve, our manufacturer has responded with a free sound package, the latest in technology, complete with double and triple strength offset glass for free.
Call American Vision Windows now for free installation, plus a free sound package, upgrade, and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing microband triple fin weather stripping, up to a $2,000 value. Call for details. 888-392-4343.
Start enjoying the peace and quiet and call American Vision Windows today.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Hello, I'm Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors.
Hello, Dimitri. It's nice talking to you again. This is Barbara Simpson.
Hi, Barbara. It's such a pleasure hearing your voice during your program. I've been meaning to call you and thank you for your recommendations and kind words for Carpet Contractors.
Well, Dimitri, I didn't do that much. I just spread the truth about Carpet Contractors. Before I recommended you, I did my research, compared you with the big box companies, and read all of your reviews on Yelp. All of those people couldn't be wrong. I liked what I read about Carpet Contractors, the years you've been in business, and the stars in your ratings. I also enjoy promoting local, family-owned businesses such as Carpet Contractors. Good luck to you.
Barbara. We're thankful to you and to our customers throughout the greater Bay Area.
Carpet Contractors, serving contractors, apartment owners, and designers since 1975. And now, Carpet Contractors is open to the public. For all your flooring needs, call Carpet Contractors at 415-933-9999.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hello, infidels. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. All you Bolsheviks watching the Bolshoi Ballet. All you Mensheviks, welcome to the program. Let's take some callers here out of San Francisco, my home. Play that San Francisco song that I like, Lights of the City, Lights. I want to hear that before I take a caller. I need to lighten up. Where's that sound piece? Doug, where's the sound piece here? I don't see the sound piece. I think it's called Lights. Well, where is it? Give me the by Journey. You guys have Journey playing Lights? I want to hear that before I take a call. I'm going on strike now on the Savage Nation. Johnny, you got Lights by Journey or not? I know. Yeah, it should be there. I mean, we've been playing it for about a month now. Look at those hippies. They looked amazing in their day. The long hair, the bell bottoms. Where are they today? Where are these guys today? Imagine they're in Boca Raton with, I don't know, wheelchairs, transfusion trees, oxygen tanks. It's the way of all flesh. Everybody thinks that they're immune to aging and getting old and dying. Everybody is going to live forever. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Huh. At the end, you wind up in a nursing home. Pushed in a corner with no one talking to you, with illegal aliens beating you about the head and neck and stealing the money that your relatives might leave for you. That's what you got to look forward to if you live long enough, if you're lucky. Loretta in San Francisco on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation. Loretta.
Hi. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I'm a new listener, first-time caller.
Okay, and what's on your mind?
Well, I went to see the movie Lincoln this weekend, and I have been thinking about this for the longest time. I wanted to get your opinion.
Oh, what's the question? What's the question, please?
The Republicans back in that time were anti-slavery.
Yes.
And somehow the Republican Party has now become against minorities, or at least that's how it's portrayed. I'm wanting to know what your thoughts are on how that changed, or is this just propaganda?
Well, I think slow down. Where'd you come up to? What do you mean they're against minorities? Where'd you come up with that from? You're buying the big lie, lock, stock, and barrel. Where'd you get that from?
Buying it. I'm just sick and tired of hearing it. I wanted to know where that came from because it's propagated out there.
Where do you think it came from? Use common sense. It came from the criminals who run the Democrat Party, who use class warfare, race warfare, and every other imaginable devious trick known to Al Capone to put out the big lie. It's the same way every other dictatorship has ever worked. They demonize the opposition party.
Yeah, I understand that, but why is it that our party does not say anything? It seems like the Republican Party just...
Well, hold on. You know, this call is getting me agitated. I am not a Republican. What do you mean, our party? I am not a Republican. Where'd you get the impression Michael Savage was a Republican?
I didn't get that impression. I just thought that you were a conservative or a Republican. I guess they can
okay,
be
good. All right. Well, now we're getting to the first grade together. I am a conservative, not to be confused with a Republican. The Republicans have not run a conservative since Barry Goldwater. Everyone has been a liberal Republican, meaning a big government Republican. I criticized George Bush for the last 2 years of his reign because he increased the size of the federal government three times the size of the previous three administrations all put together. I call George Bush a fiscal socialist. Are you aware of that? Probably not. And so, therefore, you're looking for salvation. You're looking for salvation where salvation cannot be found, which is within the Republican Party. It's the wrong place to look. But you're also looking for truth in a system where lies prevail. You can't find truth in a political system. It's all about tricking people. It's that simple. KSFO Henry, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, my gosh, Michael. Thank you for breaking it down for Loretta. Thank you. That was just amazing. Listen, I just want to get your opinion on 1221, 12 prophecy doom. I mean, do you think the government is using the guise of impending zombie attacks to stockpile arms and put us under martial law? I mean, what do you think?
No, no. Why would they have to put us under martial law when we're already living in a dictatorship of sorts? What more martial law do you need when they stole the election? They gave the vote to millions of illegal aliens. What do they need martial law for? They got everything they want at the ballot box.
Let's find out who controls the food, controls the people mind, and then the
people. Oh, well, now we're getting it. I'm starting to get a migraine. Stop. Lunatic. Stop with the lunacy. Stop it already. Leave me alone with this insanity. This show is not on in the middle of the night that I have to listen to this. I'm not Art Bell. It's not the middle of the night. Oh, my God, I've never seen such bad callers in my entire life. Is there any intelligence out there in the talk radio universe at this hour? I mean, this is a new time slot for me. I'm used to intelligence. At one time, I had the most intelligent callers in the history of talk radio. Everyone made sense. Everyone made a cogent point, or they didn't get on the air. I seem to be calling mental hospital-level callers. I don't mean to intimidate you if you're hanging on, but... Has anyone ever heard such bad callers in their entire life? It's starting to border on the comedic. It's so awful. If this keeps up, I'm going to have to give you a recipe for leaks that I made. I'm going to give you a leak recipe because there's nothing else. I'm finished with politics. That caller just blew out all my circuits. Then there's food, martial law, 1221. For God's sake, just go out and get yourself a drink. Go to Joe's Bar and have a couple on me. Will you send me the bill for two beers? And get back to me and see if you don't feel better in the morning. If you don't, whatever. I don't have any cure for that kind of insanity. Martial law now. By 1221, the Aztecs and the Mayans and Obama are all connected in the circuitry. Guy on line 3 is a good caller. No, I'm afraid to take it. I'm so terrified of the callers I'm getting, I'm going to take no more callers tonight. I can't take it anymore. So I'm going to give you a leak recipe right now on the Savage Nation. So here's what happened. Let's see. The myth of saturated fat, let's start with that. It's actually healthy for you. All of you who think that it raises your cholesterol and you should eat oats, Pitt's peas, and barley groats, you've been mistaken. It explains your fatigue and depression. One of the reasons that the American male is falling apart in America mentally is because he started to eat diets that were not meant for him. Your father actually ate a healthier diet than you do. I didn't say start smoking Philip Morris, nor that you should roll in saturated fats. But this whole myth that you should avoid meat and you should avoid flesh and you should only eat vegetarian and raw foods is utter nonsense. In doing so, what you're doing is reducing your intake of very important nutrients for brain energy. For example, carnitine, which is generally only found in meat. B6, iron. Many women suffer from B6 and iron deficiency because they're vegetarians and they eat sushi. They think that they're doing something good for the planet, when in fact what they're doing is weakening their minds as well, making them subject to any kind of mind control imaginable. They have absolutely no resistance to mind control because of these diets. So let me tell you what I did last night. I bought lamb chops. I did it not so much as a political act, but because I was craving the energy of lamb chops. I did feel bad for the lamb, I'll be honest with you. As I looked inside the cellophane package, or whatever they use as a plastic wrap at Safeway, I did notice that the lamb, it said, was raised on all grass in New Zealand and then sacrificed for me. So I bought 8 lamb chops. I bought sweet potatoes, not to be confused with yams, because I don't like yams. They get me sick. They're much different. Sweet potatoes are much different. And then I bought leeks, and I haven't eaten leeks in a long time because they're very difficult to prepare. And most people ruin leeks when they cook them. What they do is they steam them. They have no flavor, so no one eats them. They're extremely nutritious. Anyway, to make a long story short, I used a new recipe. You want to hear it? Yes or no? Raise your hand. If you ladies out there want a new holiday recipe that will liven up your dinner table and make everyone say, Mary, where did you get that recipe for leeks? You'll say, well, I heard it on the Savage Nation. That nut gave you a recipe for leeks? That right-wing nut? Yeah, well, he's written 26 books and he's got a PhD in nutrition. He must know something. Okay. Well, what's your recipe for leeks? Well, here it is. You ready for this? You put your olive oil in the pan on low heat, not high heat. You don't want to burn your oil. You run the heat low. Make the oil warm, not hot. Okay? Warm it, warm it, warm it, warm it. Now, of course, you have to wash the leeks thoroughly, dry the leeks thoroughly, and cut them in little circular pieces, if you know what I'm saying. You're not cooking them in the long way. You're cutting them up into little, you know, round cylindrical pieces, mainly the white part of the thing. So they look like little round pieces of onion, right? And then you, before you do that, here's the fun part. Get some ham. Some people use pancetta, but I don't like the fat in pancetta. Get some lean ham and chop up one or two slices only in smaller pieces, almost like bits, and put the ham into the oil until it starts to cook. Don't let them turn black because you'll ruin the flavor of the dish. Just keep cooking it until they start to look like they're cooking. Now put your cylindrical pieces of leeks and cover the entire pan with them. And then keep turning them so they don't burn. It'll only take 15 to 20 minutes. Again, keep the heat low. Don't turn the heat up. You don't want to saute them on high heat. You'll burn the leeks. You'll burn the ham. It'll be a mess. About halfway through the cooking, cut up some onion. Not a lot of onion, and don't chop the onion. You don't want to use pieces of onion. You want to get some of those round pieces of onion, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 round pieces off the onion that you cut in a cylindrical manner, and put them over the dish so that they gently suffuse the juices of the onion go into the leeks and to the ham. And that's it. That's the whole deal. 15, 20 minutes. Put the cover on it. Push it to the back of the stove. Let it sit there and wait for you. It will liven up any dish for any Bolshevik listening to the show. I cannot promise that Mensheviks will like this dish as much as Bolsheviks, but I can assure you that any Bolshevik family will enjoy leeks a la Savage. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Protecting an...
Want to save more green? Then look for the red tag and save big during Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale. Save up to 50% on clearance and closeout mattress sets. Save up to $400 on a Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Even save hundreds on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. The red tag means you save more green. Don't miss Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale.
Mattress Discounters!
The holidays lose their magic when your bank account goes into sticker shock. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. Hey, if you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. SweetJack has something sweet for everyone on your list, with amazing deals on spas, travel, stocking stuffers, and more. What gift would you buy with $5,000? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
Bill and Kathleen, owners of American Vision Windows.
If you wake up in the morning hearing this, call American Vision Windows.
Or your neighbor's dog. Call American Vision Windows.
At American Vision Windows, we've heard from many of our thousands of customers how important it is to reduce drafts, decrease reactions to dust and pollen, and to help cut out the noise, all while saving money on your energy bills.
And thanks to the large volume of customers we serve, our manufacturer has responded with a free sound package, the latest in technology, complete with double and triple strength offset glass for free.
Call American Vision Windows now for free installation, plus a free sound package, upgrade, and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing microband triple fin weather stripping, up to a $2,000 value. Call for details. 888-392-4343.
Start enjoying the peace and quiet and call American Vision Windows today.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Warren Buffet, one of the greatest con men in American history, in the opinion of your humble host, Michael Savage. The man who plays like a little nice old guy who's for the poor, one of the richest men in the world. Warren Buffet says that there should be a minimum tax rate for millionaires, and that millionaires should pay a minimum of 30% on incomes of $1 million to $10 million and 35% above that. And he goes on and on like he's Robin Hood without telling you that he pays about 12 to 15% because he takes his income as dividend income. What I don't understand is how you can buy this from this fraud, this liar. He's a fraud artist. He helped elect Obama. In exchange for helping elect Obama with this attack on people far less wealthy than him, he was given one benefit after another. For example, the Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring oil from Canada, oil that we desperately need, in a pipe. Not in ships from the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, the Arabian Peninsula, but in a pipeline from Canada, right from Canada into our refineries. It was blocked primarily because Buffet, Warren Buffet, owns the rail cars that bring the oil in right now, at a very, very high price. If you owned a railroad company and you were making billions of dollars a year or hundreds of millions of dollars a year in profit carrying oil from Canada into the U.S., would you want the competition of a pipeline? No, of course you wouldn't. So what you do is you go to your friends in the Democrat Party. If you watch TV shows as often as I do, you see how it works, and you buy them. You buy their through influence. You smear them off. You pay for this, that. And you get them to block the Keystone XL pipeline. Then you get the normal hysterics, the vegetarian atheists called environmentalists who start screaming about caribou and shmaribou and wetlands and drylands, northlands and southlands and ducks and geese and rabbits and cats. And you let them start doing their thing, and then you get Warren Buffet to start talking about taxing the rich and how we need it. And that's how you block the Keystone XL pipeline. Then you then have to pay back the guy you put in office, and you go out and you start attacking the rich, even though you're the richest man in America. And you get away with it because your other rich friends own General Electric. They're the chairman of the board, for example, of GE, which owns NBC, which owns MSNBC. And they all get together with the same chorus of tax the rich, and they're richer than everybody that's going to be taxed because they pay their income or they pay no income tax at all. For example, GE, according to what I've discovered, earned about five-some-odd billion dollars in revenues in the U.S. and paid zero income tax through trickery. And yet they have street rats, street agitators on MSNBC, known communists, the daughters of known communists, known evil people and the daughters of known evil people on MSNBC, because they're safer to pay them $1 million a year and put them in a studio than have them outside your office screaming for your head. And they then go along the chorus line. Even though they're rich themselves, they say tax the rich. So in an op-ed in the New York Times, Warren Buffet calls for a tax of 30% of taxable income between $1 million and $10 million. Well, I pay more than that now. So who's he talking to? He's paying 12 to 15%. He's paying 12 to 15% because he takes his income as dividend income. So what is he lecturing me for? And then he goes on, and he attacks people far less wealthy than he himself. In his new push, he says he doesn't like the coddling of the super rich. He used himself and his secretary as an example, noting that her tax rate was much higher than his, even though her income was just a tiny fraction of what he made. So why doesn't he pay more? Why doesn't this New World Order Bolshevik, Warren Buffet, one of the richest men on the planet, just pay more money instead of telling everybody who makes 1,000 times less than he does to pay more money? Answer, because if you control the media, you can write anything you want. The fact of the matter is, he should be paying more. He wants to destroy the middle class so he can get even richer. What about the people who are called the rich now who make $250,000 a year? Who are they? Are they rich? Who are these people? Well, let me remind you that a cop and a teacher in one household make more than $250,000 a year today. So now the new rich under Warren Buffet, under the Buffet rule and the Obama rule, they're now the rich. Why? Because they want to destroy the bourgeoisie. There's no end to this insanity. There is no end to this insanity. All right, let's go on to the callers on the Savage Nation. You know the number, 855-400-7282. We have no open lines right now. We're sold out. I invite you to michaelsavage.com to read this article and others if you'd like to. And we'll go to the callers. Lane in Syracuse, New York. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, Michael, it's a pleasure to talk to you. But you were going on and on about the Keystone Pipeline, and frankly, I have to disagree. I'm concerned about using eminent domain to ruin private independent farmers' farmland and their wetland, and I question, why is it that the oil always has to go into Texas?
Well, it doesn't go to Texas. It goes to Louisiana for a refining.
Who does?
Excuse me, sir, Elaine, did you hear me?
The no, pipeline and
well, I don't know why you didn't hear me. Maybe the board operator can do a better job. The oil goes to Louisiana for refining, not Texas.
But why is it always in the same place if we're so worried about terrorism? They could cut off our oil.
What are you talking about? What do you mean the same? Where do you want to refine it? In your kitchen sink?
No, just in the Dakotas, in Oregon, somewhere where it doesn't have to travel very far.
Now, let's use common sense if it's possible for you to try to use some of it. Why would they want to transship oil from Canada to refineries in Louisiana? What is Louisiana near?
Well, it's near a port.
Thank you. Is there a port in North Dakota that I don't know about?
No, but we can transport that.
All right, thanks for the call. Right now, the Canadians have said, you're so stupid that we're going to ship our oil to China out of Vancouver because they want the oil, and they'd rather have our oil, which is, by the way, low-sulfur oil, because they can't get enough for their growing economy. So we'll sell it to the Chinese since you have a president and a Warren Buffet who doesn't want it. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make any sense. Warren Buffet is perhaps one of the greatest con men of the century. He is a mogul of the 19th century type. He owns the media. He bought newspapers and basically put them out of business so they couldn't criticize him. But you think because he doesn't look cool that he isn't cool. He's one of the slickest dudes in the history of robber barons, in my humble opinion. Have a nice moment. And you decided to call.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Now, I've heard it said that the Democrat libs are anti-Zionist, they're not anti-Jewish. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. himself said, make no mistake about it, there's no such thing as anti-Zionism, it's anti-Semitism. You didn't know about that quote, did you? There's a lot of quotes you don't know about that I happen to know to be the truth. Will rich people desert the United States if taxes are raised? I don't know. I don't know. Where are they going to go, France? I figure I'm going to shift now because you had enough politics. I have a loaf of bread in my hand. I'm a big bread eater. My mother was a big bread eater. I know that it's we're living in an anti-carb jihad in America today. Most people who are svelte don't eat anything that's containing any wheat. They're all anti-wheat, anti-dairy, anti-this, anti-that. I don't know what they live on. I think ecstasy and sex. Good luck to them. I myself love good bread. But I've noticed a certain relationship in where you can get good bread in America. And I'm going to throw this by you. I have a loaf of sweet baguette. I went to the market today for lunch. I'm so fed up with restaurants. I'm getting sick in all of them. That I went to the market and I bought a chicken and a bread for lunch. So I looked at the package because when I'm in Florida, you can't get bread. Bread does not exist in Florida. Maybe Miami, you can get a loaf somewhere. I don't know. You can't get bread in Florida. You can't. And one of the things I love about the San Francisco area, in addition to the weather, is the bread. You get the best bread in the world in the Bay Area, San Francisco area. So, like, this is so tasty, this sweet baguette. You know, I'm not going to read a brand because it's not to promote a brand. But I came up with a quotient, and this isn't something that's going to disturb you. The bigger the liberal quotient, the higher the liberal quotient, the better the bread. In other words, if you go to places in America where there's a lot of libs, coffee is better and the bread is better. If you go to areas in America where there's a very high, super, super conservative quotient, the worst bread and the worst coffee in the world. It's battery acid and white bread. Why is that? Can anyone explain that to me? Now, you think I'm being, you know, like comedic in the political arena, and I am. I am being comedic in the political arena because at a certain point you have to be comedic in the political arena, but actually, I actually believe what I just said to you is true. It's like asking you yesterday, I mean, if you missed the show, I ate in a buffet, an Indian buffet, which I like. And I asked you what the protocol is in a buffet. And in other words, if you've got your main course in a buffet and you went through the buffet line once and then you want to go back for a second dip on the chicken, you know, the tandoori chicken, but they're already, they're lined up six deep on the rice part, can you jump ahead and grab the chicken? Or do you have to go to the back of the line? Food is very essential. I mean, it's an essential part of life. So I want to ask you, do you agree with me on the bread, that the higher the liberal quotient, the better the bread and the better the coffee? There's no question, it's true. Because you know you go into geeky, you know, like backwoods areas, you know what you're getting. You're getting one type of coffee, it's battery acid coffee, and if you ask for anything else, they think that you're either a communist or sexually disoriented. right? Or they want to throw you out of the coffee shop. I mean, if you ask for a Frappuccino somewhere in Redding, California, you know what happened to you. Well, let's say you go up into the Sierra foothills and you get off the highway in the wrong place. It's like Deliverance. It's like 1949. The people are nice. They listen to my show. But for God's sakes, you can't get bread and you can't get coffee. I myself don't eat sourdough bread. I hate it. I detest it. You know, I know that basically sourdough bread is to Northern Californians what matzah is to Jews. I understand that. It's like a sacred grain. Somehow they think you have to eat sourdough bread if you live in the San Francisco area. I can't stand it. Basically, it was the bread of haste for miners, which is very, very interesting because, like, matzah is the bread of haste for the ancient Israelites, which is an interesting story. You know, one day I'll write an essay on it when I'm very old and I have nothing better to do. But I love bread. And I want to talk about bread for a minute. In fact, I think in my next life I'm going to come back as a bagel baker. No. Have you ever met a baker you didn't like? I have never met a baker I didn't like. There's something about them. If you go there 4 o'clock in the morning, they usually they're just different kind of people. They're covered in like a white dust, there's a dust on them, and they're nice people. They're like, I don't understand it. I think people are attracted to certain professions. You know that. Let's put it this way. You know any lawyers who were bakers? You know any bakers who were lawyers? No. They're diametrically opposite. In other words, on a scale of human endeavors, on one side you have bakers, on the other side you have lawyers. Right or wrong? Yes. Why am I talking about bread? Because if I talk any more about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and their pandering to radical Islam, stabbing Israel in the back, undercutting the military, stabbing successful people in the back, supporting the deadbeats, I'm going to blow a seal. And I'm not a Navy SEAL. I only have one SEAL left. Speaking of the Navy and SEALs in the Bay, I was looking at a couple of birds through a pair of binoculars on my roof today. I have a little cottage down by the Bay of San Francisco. And I love to look at the SEALs and the birds. I even like seagulls. But it's interesting to me is that there's a pair of little birds have appeared. And they sing all day long, and they've taken over one of the chimneys that even the big seagulls, you know, go on and off. I don't know how these little tiny red-chested birds survive around these monster seagulls that don't kill them. But I noticed something. Here's a pair of birds, a male and a female bird, obviously, because they haven't yet read Cher's protocols of sexuality. And they recognize that in order to make an egg, a boy bird has to land on a roof with a girl bird, and they have to hang out for a while for an egg to appear. So they're on the roof. I watched them, and they're singing. And then one disappears and flies away. And I started to think as I watched them with my binoculars, do you know of any animals in the animal kingdom, which is our best guide to how we should behave in many ways, since most animals are more civilized than most liberals? Do you know any animals in the annals of zoology that go out of their way to not only feed themselves, but let us say give food that they've gathered so desperately for themselves and the young ones and give it away to animals of their same species who do nothing? Do you know of any species that think it's okay for half of their brethren to lay around in the nest and not go hunt for worms? And they're going to bring home worms and split the worm in half and give it to the bums? That's what socialism is. That's what liberalism is. That's what Obamaism is. They want you to work all day and take half of what you earn and give it to those who lay in their nest all day and do nothing but tote a joint. Get it? That's why I'm talking about bread. It's all about the bread. Bread is the staff of life. How we became so screwed up to believe the shysters in the health business to tell you, go on an anti-carb regimen and people become fanatic. They won't eat bread. They won't eat pasta. They won't eat rice. They look at a label with nothing with carbs in it, will they eat? Insanity. And then they don't even understand that they're stressing their kidneys because foods that are too rich in protein have high amounts of nitrogen, and your kidneys have to process the nitrogen. It causes tremendous stress on your kidneys to eat such high-protein diets. They don't understand any of this. People who went on that diet or the doctor who slipped on the ice and died, what was his name? That crackpot in New York? Atkins slipped on the ice and cracked his Corolla, God rest his soul. A nut. He pushed a crazy diet. Of course you lose weight if you go on the Air Force diet and you eat steak. And I only eat steak, no vegetables. Yes, you'll lose weight and you'll drop dead at the same time. There's no balance in America. Either it's too much meat or it's no meat. then it's too much bread or carbohydrate, or no bread. That's why I say the higher the liberal quotient, the better the bread in America. It's absolutely true. In Florida, you can't get bread. Maybe Miami, but Miami's not Florida. Miami is not Florida any more than New York City is New York State. New York City is not New York State. Everyone knows that. San Francisco is not California. San Francisco is an anomaly. It may as well be an iceberg floating off the coast in terms of the average people of the state of California who are hardworking and America-loving, church-loving, family-oriented. San Francisco is the opposite of everything I just said, but the bread is great. That's the thing I can't understand. You can never have it all. You get nice people away from these porn belt areas, and you could die from the lack of cuisine. You can't get bread. You can't get coffee. It's a nightmare. You ask for wine, they got white and red in the restaurant. Even today, yeah, we got that Chardonnay stuff in from the city. Yeah, we just got a shipment up. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO presents a thank you letter from your RV.
Hey there, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your RV insurance, we've been roaming a lot more. I'll never forget our night in Flagstaff. It was so epic you painted a mural of it on my side. Although I don't remember the Arctic Wolves, the Wild Stallions, or the Bengal Tiger. Weird.
GEICO could help you save on your RV insurance, and that should make you and your RV very happy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-504-5947. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks. And we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-504-5947. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-504-5947. 1-800-504-5947.
Whether it's fame, power, sex, or an Italian aria, nothing tantalizes like the thrill of seduction. San Francisco Opera turns up the heat with Puccini's simmering Tosca. This tempestuous tale of ambition and obsession exposes the darker side of the human heart and reveals the stunning sensuality of Puccini's score.
Hello, I'm David Gockley, General Director of San Francisco Opera, inviting you to experience Tosca. Music director Nicola Luisotti leads two scintillating casts featuring two transcendent divas, Angela Gheorghiu and Patricia Racette. You may even want to check both of them out. I'll see you there.
Now through December 2nd. For tickets, call 415-864-3330 or visit sfopera.com today.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If there was an honest man in the major media, there would be no talk radio. Think about it that way the next time you get incensed. If there was one honest man in all of the major media, we wouldn't have talk radio at all. Do you understand how that works? That's a kind of a takeoff of what Jesus said. So now that's what I'm saying. I'll tell jokes in the middle, talk about bread. It's the only way to get through a day is to deal with the natch. What would you really do? So I happen to love bread. So I started to make some social observations that it's a sickening truth, but it's you have to face it. The higher the liberal community, the number of libs, the better the bread and the better the coffee. And the higher the real conservative quotient, God bless them, you can't eat the bread and you can't drink the coffee. And I don't know why. So that I asked the staff, they came up with this. They said, it's because, when it comes to liberals, they're just after your dough. I'm going to read these now. So then hit the thing, whatever you hit. Okay. The reason that the bread is good in liberal communities is because they're just after your dough. Good. Now you're getting the timing. Another one of the guys just said, well, they just go with the grain. One of the other crew members said, well, it's easy to get a rise out of them. Most of their ideas are half-baked. And then finally, the reason bread is good in liberal areas is because they're very needy. K-N-E-A-D-Y. we do things that cannot be done anywhere else on Earth. And it's done on the moment. Do you realize what it would take a comedy writer to have come up with this skit for one of the goofball jerks on television who don't have a brain between their ears? They just get up there and read this stuff written by much more intelligent comedy writers. Anyway, it's heartbreaking to see what this man gets away with. I mean, it's just heartbreaking. And Hillary Clinton, forget about it, like a pox on a landscape. Wherever she goes, she makes an insult out of our existence here. There's no answer to it. Ben, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I think that liberals are good with food in a lot of ways because they're more focused upon this world and this life. You know, they don't have to look forward to eternity, and so this life's got to be pretty good. And they do some really nice
things. That is very interesting. No, this becomes a more interesting question. So because they're abject materialists, they focus obsessionally on bread and coffee rather than on their personal. In other words, because they're such degenerates, you mean that they focus on the little things?
I think what you find is a lot of people who have no eternal hope, but they also are hardworking and they find something tangible to focus on in this life, and they find. You know, I work in the food industry, and you find a lot of people that they just absolutely, it almost fills the role of religion in their lives to produce great things, great food.
Oh, that becomes their religion, making good bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. It's a fascinating topic. That's something that a sociology student can write an essay about. Someone will rip off the whole idea. What else do you want to talk about? Liberals, did you see what they did to a church in California? I'm afraid to read it to you. You'll get sick. I don't know if I can even read the story. It got me so upset, I didn't know what to do. They trashed the church
And you know and I know that this was done by some of the Occupy students, promoted by the professors. And the police really have an obligation to society to arrest, to make an arrest. I would hope the FBI enters this case. This is not a local story. This is a hate crime. New York's Dominic, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, it has to do with the water and the liberalism. You find out, I think it's the mineral content or the antidepressants, one of the two that makes bread taste so good.
You think they're sprinkling antidepressants into the bread?
Well, they may just be in the water since everybody excretes
them. No, but it's true, Dominic, that the bread is better in very liberal areas. I mean, New York City has phenomenal bread, doesn't it?
Excellent.
But yeah. And you know they're not, the bread's not made by conservatives.
No, not at all.
No. I mean, you know, it's an interesting thing. In the food industry is largely a very liberal industry, isn't it? It's almost dominated entirely by super left-wingers for some strange reason. And maybe the guy touched on it earlier. I don't want to beat the point up. But maybe when you're not thinking of the next world and you're not thinking of eternity, you do focus more on this world. But I don't know that that's 100% true, because maybe it's true in some cases. But look, let's look at the great art of the world, going back to the Middle Ages, right? Look at the Renaissance art. It was all Christian-inspired art, and it was all funded by the church. So, you know, it doesn't hold up. I don't think it has anything to do with whether or not you're religious or think of the next world. It was an interesting theory for the moment in the graduate school of the Savage University, but I don't think it holds up. So here we are. Here we are. It's a terrible day in America. Really, it gets worse. As you can see, I'm trying not to get depressed and angry. Connecticut, Bob, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Mr. Savage, I want to talk about the church vandalism.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think about that, Mr. Savage, and I don't think you can actually bring a clause of hate toward the crime that happened. I think you can only justify vandalism.
Well, let's say someone attacks a religious institution and spray paints anti-religious messages of that religion. That's a hate crime, isn't it?
I don't think we can direct a hate crime, because we all have hatred. You know, God.
No, but wait a minute. I didn't write the hate crime laws. I don't think they should exist, but they do exist. Unfortunately, they're only enacted when it's a white person committing a crime against a minority. Rarely in the other direction are they ever enacted, but let us say, God forbid, a mosque was attacked and spray-painted with such words. Wouldn't that be considered a hate crime? Somebody attacked a synagogue and spray-painted an anti-Jewish message. Wouldn't that be considered a hate crime? You wouldn't stop hearing about it from the ADL, would you? From morning till night, all you hear about is a hate crime against Jews if someone spray-painted a swastika on a synagogue, right? So if somebody does the same to a Catholic church, it's a hate crime, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes. Thank you. So I'm right. Therefore, the FBI should be called in. Don't leave it to the doofus police, who basically are not capable of investigating this crime. They're probably going to lose the surveillance tape. I insist the FBI be called in to investigate the vandalism of that church. How's that? A lot of effect it's going to have in Governor Brown's state. The man who let the Occupy movement stop ship traffic in the Oakland port. The governor who was too busy eating bread and cheese at the Getty's house to even stop the protesters who blocked shipping in the state of California. That's a man not fit to be a governor. That man's not fit to be a baker. That man is not fit to be a candlestick maker. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete, because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hoek, Stock Talk 560 KSFO. Yahoo's shares have touched $19 today, the highest in more than 2.5 years. Yahoo is buying back its own stock, and more investors are betting on CEO Marissa Meyer's ability to turn around the long-struggling company. The man suspected of stealing one of comedian Tim Allen's custom cars says the comedian left the keys so he could drive it to Denver. Faustino Ibarra also claims Allen adopted him years ago. Police say there is no evidence of any adoption. And some experts believe today will be the biggest Cyber Monday ever. Americans are expected to snap up $1.5 billion in online merchandise. That is up 27% from last year. Taking a look at KSFO traffic eastbound, Dumbarton Bridge at the high rise. Looks like a stalled car just over the fog line a little bit. Eastbound 80 West Texas Street. Have a crash. A couple of cars involved in that one, and we still have one lane block southbound 85 at El Camino because of an earlier accident. I'm Dave Hoek, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right? Nothing works better than Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. In no time at all, your hair will look thicker and healthier and feel stronger with all the natural luster and beauty you remember. So do your hair a favor this holiday season and try Ovation Cell Therapy.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you.
And give a set to a special friend on your holiday list and save on both. Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Order your Ovation holiday gift set now before they're all gone at OvationHair.com. That's OvationHair.com, and be sure to enter KSFO at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
The KGO Holiday Gift Guide features some great ideas for this season, including a buy one, get one free offer at the Hiller Aviation Museum in San Carlos. You can sit inside the cockpit of a real 747. It's fun for the whole family. And now, for a limited time only, buy one regular price admission and get a second of equal or lesser value for free. Go to KGORadio.com and look on the navigation bar for the Holiday Gift Guide.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Weekdays at noon.
There is a certain appeal to the parent that will give you everything you want. There's a certain lack of hipness, if you will, for the parent that's saying you gotta eat your broccoli. You gotta reform Medicare. We're headed for bankruptcy. We're gonna be Greece. We can't continue to borrow and spend.
John Hannity.
I think we have to face a reality that maybe America is not any longer the center-right country that it once was.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I call it Wacko, I call it Waco. Curtis, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, just want to let you know, there's a lot of my gun dealer friends here in Texas that refuse to do business with California, too. We'll just refuse, we'll not do it.
Well, again, the top CEOs of America voted of the states best to do business, and Texas was number one. California was the worst. This was once the golden state But when you realize that we elected a throwback, anti-business, anti-American, anti-church, anti-family, pro-union man named Jerry Brown, who has wrecked the state's economy, who now wants to raise income tax on the most productive class of Californians by 45% to 50%, you can understand the agony people are in the state and why businesses are leaving in droves.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it's
terrible. It's absolutely terrible. The only thing good about the state is the weather. It's got the best weather in the United States of America and excellent bread in certain pockets of liberalism. That's right. Unfortunately, the quotient still holds up. The higher the liberal quotient, the better the bread and the better the coffee. I don't know how that works. Like, you know, in Waco, Texas, you can't get good bread and you can't get good coffee, but you get good people. So where you get good people, you get bad bread. Where you get good bread, you got bad people. Like in Berkeley, you probably have a bakery on every street corner making fabulous bread, but would you want to live there? No. Most people in Berkeley would like to leave, but they're prisoners. They can't get out. They're not allowed over the bridge except with a special pass from Jerry Brown. Oh, goodness. Massachusetts, Lorraine, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I'm so pleased to be talking to you. I bought your book. I was so excited. I got the book, and my son came to visit, and I hadn't had a chance to read it yet, and I gave it to him, and he's a young man who's sort of liberal-leaning, and I'm very conservative. And he read the book, and he told me that he was so impressed by this book, and I'm so thankful.
So you don't have the book anymore? You gave it away?
I gave it to my son, but it was worth.
All right, well, you got a free copy. Just don't even have to say it. That's all. That's all. So let's play a piece of rock and roll so I calm down. So I don't know what to play. A Teenager in Love? That's not me. Blueberry Hill? That's not me. I just got a new pair of pants. Eddie, My Love? Oh, Bebopalula by Gene Vincent? Not in the mood. Willie and the Hand Jive? No, that sounds dirty. Dream Lover, Bobby Darin. Nah. For Your Precious Love by Jerry Butler, Maudlin. Mr. Lee by the Barbettes. Nah. Just a Dream by Jimmy Clanton. Nope. Tears on My Pillow by Little Anthony and the Imperials. Nope. Put Your Head on My Shoulder, Paul Anka. No, sounds like Head and Shoulder Shampoo. Maybe by the Chantels. Nah. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Yes, Frankie Lyman, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers right now on the Savage Nation. Why do fools fall in love?
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay?
What a song. Look how we've gone from this to a rap singer rubbing his crotch with his pants falling down with gold teeth. Can you imagine? What this country has become, a degenerate nation. Look how we've degenerated. I mean, rock and roll used to have lyrics. It was about love. It was elevating women to putting women on a pedestal. Look what they've done to the music and to women and the family, all under the guise of multiculturalism and fairness. Take a look at your country, fool. Take a look at who's dancing in the White House. Take a look at who Obama invites in there and turns it into a degenerate cesspool. Everywhere you turn around, another cesspool occurs in the East Room. But you're not allowed to see it. That's not broadcast by the stooges on ABC, CBS, and NBC. The Pravdaites, the Izvestaites. You're not allowed to see the bums that he invites into the White House. The lowest anti-American vermin. Dallas, Texas. Lance, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage, it's a real honor to be with you, and I really can't believe I'm speaking to you right now, but you've been basically kind of a father figure to me for, I don't know, going on about 8 years, and so I just wanted to give you a call and tell you to stay in there, man, because you really do make a difference in our lives.
Well, I hope I do. I mean, you know, it's a funny thing. I've been in radio for about 18 years, and I run into people who say to me, oh, I grew up in listening to you in my father's car, and these are guys who are 25 years old. I can't believe it. I mean, that's a long time. So the kid was a little kid when he first started listening to me. How old are you, Lance?
I'm 24, and I'm currently in graduate school in two different programs, and you know, I pretty much listen to you every single day since 2004 during the election when I stumbled upon you.
Well, I understand what it is you go to school and you have no one expressing any
American ideas. It's all anti-American ideas. And in order to fit in with the crowd, you can't start espousing your beliefs, or you'll get ostracized because the social pressures are so great. So you keep your own counsel, and you keep to yourself, and you turn on the radio, and what you hear is what you think, and then you realize you're not alone because you get callers from around America who confirm that what I'm saying is reality, so you don't feel as isolated, alienated, cut off, right?
Well, I mean, absolutely, but, you know, I was pretty outspoken, and I was very involved both in conservative movements here in Texas, and you really inspired me to do a lot of that, and I don't really want to go into detail about it, but...
Oh, okay, so you're an activist. So I started by talking about bread on the show earlier, and if you just tuned in, and many people tune in at different times, I said to you, I'm a big bread lover. I'm not one of those anti-carb people. Ask anyone who knows me. I could live on spaghetti three times a day. I eat bread. Oh, what are you eating on that bread then? And I said, get back to me when you're my age. You know what I mean? You know, get back to me when you're my age and tell me, give me a health tip. So my mother loved bread. She lived to 88. God bless her. So here's a bread I just bought today. I'm not going to read the brand. I love it. It's a sweet baguette. I'm going to give you an example. And my point was is that the higher the quotient of liberals, the better the bread. In other words, wherever you go in America, if the community has a high density of liberals, you get phenomenal bread and great coffees. Tremendous variety. But if you go to very conservative areas, terrible bread, terrible coffee. Can't find it. One coffee, one type of coffee, and usually the worst bread, it's inedible bread. I actually start climbing the walls in Florida. Maybe in Miami there's a bakery, there's enough Jews moved down from New York or something. I don't know. Because you can't get bread in... You can't get bread in the area that I'm up in Florida. It's impossible. It's all white bread. Even the Italian restaurants, there's a funny thing. I was on an avenue in one of the towns, and I was telling an Italian guy, I can't get a bread. He said, well, we make it. He gave it to me. I bought it at $3. It was horrible. It's just like, you know, popping toast kind of thing. Awful. No taste. So this bread that I have in my hand is delicious. And the guy says, when asked by our customers and friends, what should I do with my leftover baguette the next day, here are some suggestions. One, pop in the oven, toast it, and spread with your favorite topping. Two, slice into small pieces, let dry, use as croutons. Three, after 3 days of drying, grate and use as breadcrumbs. Four, after 4 days of drying, use to pound nails or add to your rock collection. You have to laugh at that. Have you ever seen bread 3 or 4 days later? It's unbelievable. So you ask yourself, why does bread become so hard after 3 days? Well, obviously, it gets dehydrated. Just as if you get dehydrated, you become hard as a rock, right? To recapture that fresh out-of-the-oven taste, just sprinkle baguettes with water. Here's an interesting one. Place in preheated hot oven, 425 degrees. See, not 350. 4 1/4 for 5 minutes. Eat while hot and enjoy. All right, see, it's 4 1/4. It's not 350. It's important to know. But I want you to study what I just said to you. The higher the quotient of liberals in the community, the worse the bread and the worse the coffee. Check it out. You know it's true in America. Wherever you go. You're going to say, how did Savage figure that out? Well, because I travel and I like bread and coffee. In fact, I just switched coffee brands. For a long while, I was using these beans from Italy. You know, whatever. It's in this machine I bought, so you get the Lavada, whatever it's called, that blue bag. Who knows? It wasn't that good. Wasn't that bad. You know, yeah, whatever. Then I started, I know this is sacrilege. I shouldn't admit to it. But I was buying Blonde Roast from Starbucks because their Blonde Roast actually was drinkable. Their general coffee was horrible, dishwater garbage, institutional. It was terrible. It was like the Lipton tea, pardon me, of coffee. Starbucks is like the Lipton tea of coffee. No, nothing wrong with it, but it's like basically, you know, generic coffee. So then they came out with the brand. So then I started the Blonde Roast. Then I got tired. So now I went and got back like where I started. I went to Safeway, went to the Mocha Java bean. I got Mocha Java. It does. It tastes different, totally different. But I ruined it with soy milk this morning. I don't put milk in it because I don't use dairy, but I got tired of the black coffee in the morning. I like almond milk. I tell you that unsweetened almond milk is amazing. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Did I tell you about almonds? The theory on almonds and lima beans and apple seeds. You know about that? Did I tell you why it's important to eat those foods? Did you hear all of this or not? I'll give it to you a little health tip in the middle of everything else. And then you decide whether or not it's a crackpot idea, okay? And I'm going to tell you where the theory comes from. All right, lima beans. I happen to love lima beans. You can't get them. No one makes them anymore. They used to be a fairly big staple in the American diet, particularly
on ranches and farms, if they're cooked properly, they have to be cooked very soft. Americans have an obsession with not cooking things enough and with eating raw foods, which is crazy. Like sushi. I mean, fish is contaminated. I've known this for 30 years, that raw fish is very often contaminated with small invisible worms. You should know that the next time you want to be ethnically appropriate and look like you're doing something good for humanity by eating Fukushima sushi. I go in a restaurant, I order fish. How would you like it cooked? I said, cooked. The guy look at me. What do you mean? No pink, no red. No cooking school fish, if you don't mind. Cook it the way I like it. Cook it all the way through. Don't turn it into rubber. It's an art. You make it soft, but you cook it all the way through. You got it? Yes, it comes back pink in the middle because it's San Francisco where the bread is good and the coffee is great. They don't know how to cook in this city. Nevertheless, people tend to overcook things wherever you go. Undercook things. So lima beans have to be cooked till they're very soft. All beans should be cooked till they're soft. Now, why are lima beans and almonds and apple seeds healthful? Okay, I didn't say healthy. That's the wrong use of a word. I can't stand illiteracy. So when you read, it's healthy. That means you mean the seed is healthy? We don't care if it's a healthy seed. It means the seed is healthful. It's full of health for you. Get it? Use the proper word. That thing, whatever item you're eating, Johnny, it's healthful, not it's healthy. Because, see what I mean? You want Johnny to be healthy, but you want the thing that he's eating to be healthful so he can be healthy. Let's try to restore America to the pre-Al Sharpton days when literacy reigned, before MSNBC was run by Phil Griffin. All right, so what do these foods contain? They contain small amounts of HCN, hydrocyanic acid. What's hydrocyanic acid? It's a form of cyanide. Oh, Savage, why would I want to take cyanide in my body? Here's why, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's well known that all of us have cancer cells forever floating around in our bodies. That's well known. Yeah, don't get scared, but a lot of things go on underneath the surface that you're not aware of. It's one of the reasons I always love biology. And one of the things that goes on under the surface that we're not aware of is that your body is constantly monitoring, catching, and killing cancer cells. And when the point is reached where it can't, a tumor develops. I mean, in plain, simple English, that's how it works. So you want to maintain your immune system. You want to make sure your immune system is at its highest level. You don't want to ingest carcinogens. You don't want to smoke cigarettes or marijuana. You don't want to ingest foods that are cooked on a barbecue, that are blackened on a regular basis, etc. Common sense, right? Okay. So if you eat lima beans and apple seeds when you're eating the apple, and again, almonds, I got off on this tangent when I was talking about almond milk, they all contain small amounts of HCN, which is cyanide. So, your body has free-floating cancer cells that are always looking to kind of plant themselves in your body. Your immune system is looking to catch them, encapsulate them, dissolve them, or whatever your systems might be doing to that particular cancer cell. Cancer cells metabolize at a faster rate than the average human cell. In other words, they need more oxygen than the average cell. So when you circulate small amounts of cyanide or HCN in your system, in your circulation, in your bloodstream, however you want to put it, what you're doing is you're actually starving the cancer cells, which again are looking for more oxygen than your regular cells. They're ingesting some of that HCN, and since they're more sensitive to oxygen deprivation than average cells are, the nascent cancer cells die off. That's the theory. It is based upon the Laetrile theory of anti-cancer therapy, which was popular on the West Coast in the 60s and 70s, never truly disproven. But on the other hand, the Laetrile theory of anti-cancer therapy, although itself may have been somewhat suspicious, is based upon excellent science, based along the lines of what I just told you here on the Savage Nation. Another health tip. You know, I was listening to some jazz the other night, and it was a retrospective on Duke Ellington, one of the greats. I love his music, needless to say, particularly A-Train. Guys, play A-Train for a minute if you could find A-Train. So the guy was saying that Duke developed his music, this great, great musician. That's Duke Ellington. You can feel a train, right? Okay. Okay, A-Train, Duke Ellington. Now, you listen to that, and you can feel the train. That's called greatness. That's called excellence. That's called talent. That's called genius, right? So now, here's the thing. I learned that Duke Ellington developed his music, a lot of it, through his audience. In other words,
He didn't just sit down and write music. Of course, that was the primary generation of his bars. They came through in his head, okay, like a bird sings. But by appearing in his clubs, he refined his musical message through his audience. And I have to tell you something. It's the same thing in talk radio. If you're a performer as opposed to a hack, if you're really a performer, the audience is very important. You know what I'm saying? So in my hand, I have a little toy. I bought myself the first toy since I'm a child. Maybe it's a second child, and I don't know. I kind of hope not. A few weeks ago, I was in the drugstore over here in the Bay Area, in Rite Aid, you know, Rite Aid, a chain store. And I'm walking to the checkout stand, one of the seven stages of hell, the checkout stands in Rite Aid, because you're always afraid when you turn that corner, the line is going to be around, you know, like the store, and there's going to be one clerk, and three of them are on coffee break, four of them are checking the affirmative action booklet, six of them are reading the English dictionary, and you're going to start screaming for another cashier. And on the way to the checkout counter at Rite Aid, I saw a toy rack for little kids. And something caught my eye. You know what it is? It's in my hand. It's a $5 plastic Volkswagen bus with a surfboard on the roof. And you flip it over, it says 1962. Where is this one? Here. I'm going to turn the light on here. Let me get the Volkswagen Classical Bug 1962. Scale 1 to 32, made in China. And it's one of those beautiful vans. It's got a beautiful colored surfboard on the roof. And it's got love and peace written on the side, a peace sign. Flowers painted on it. Now, I don't know why I bought this thing. I just bought it for myself. And I put it on my desk. Okay, so I get the van, the toy with the peace sign, love and peace, right? I get a van that says love and peace with a surfboard. Because I guess it reminded me of another time in America. You know, the 60s and all of that, the swinging 60s, when just things were horrible in the country, but we were led to believe they were wonderful. Free love and STDs and that type of thing. And my little Volkswagen toy, Love and Peace, with the peace sign, is in my hand. So I come back from vacation, and I go to the store, and I buy two more surf vans from the same rack. Another one, a blue van this time, with a surfboard, and a Chevy Nomad wagon with a surfboard. So what does this all mean? It means I'm sick and tired of Obama. I'm sick and tired of the government. I'm sick and tired of the news media. I'm sick and tired of Fox News. And I love my audience on the Savage Nation. A lot of people are martyrs. They walk around thinking, well, I'm really working. I'm suffering. What for? I mean, what do you think? When you die, you're going to get a bigger chair, a bigger gold chair in heaven? You're not going to get a bigger gold chair. So, you know, like, take a breath and understand that there's, yeah, of course you got to work, right? But you also have to try to, like, breathe in the middle of it all and live. When I was a local host, I used to work for 4-5 weeks, and I would take off a week, full week, every fifth or sixth week, like clockwork, because I burned too hot, and I was afraid I'd burn out. It's like running a car on nitro as opposed to high-test gasoline, okay? So I was on the raceway every day, and I knew I'd burn my engine out, so I would take off that week. And I did that. Then I became a national host, and I really didn't do it. I would take a day here, a day there, 2 days here, 2 days. But it's not the same. You know it takes you 3 or 4 days to unwind before you can even go on a vacation? Did you know that? This is a problem. Like, a lot of people go on a one-week vacation. By the time you relax, you're going home already. Then you come back and you feel worse than before you left.